Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to an impromptu edition of Real Life Radio. I'm your host, Jerry Turand, and I am here with a couple fabulous people. I'm super excited about what we're doing today. And so Maud Bombardier is here, and Cal Beaudoin, and we will be talking about the relaunch of an amazing movement that was started way back by Maud's brother Manny and his friend Stephanie, called Intention Call. And so this is a global movement, worldwide meditation, where thousands of people were gathering together once a week and working on beautiful themes of unconditional love, wealth and abundance, world peace, and global healing. So I love this idea. I am so privileged that I'm able to be kind of part of this relaunch team. And this is what we need. We need to blast more love out into the world and help us to move past the fear into this new paradigm of love and peace. And my business is Living from Heart Center, and it fits perfectly. So I really, really want to invite everyone listening to this call to join us in this meditation that Cal will be leading later on, an unconditional love meditation, and to share this call, create a buzz about Intention Call. There is a Facebook page that you can join, and we really want as many people as possible joining us when we meditate together on a weekly basis and really start to shift the field of consciousness. Welcome, Maud. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. That was beautiful. I really love how you presented the Intention Call. I'm very excited about this relaunch, this rebirth. I'm so happy that we're doing this today.
Oh, so am I. I would really love for you to kind of share a little bit with our listeners and with everyone a bit about how Intention Call got started. Tell us a little bit about your brother, Manny, and such a beautiful soul that he was, and I'm sure he's going to be assisting us from the heavenly realm. So I'm pretty excited about that. So I was just wondering if you could share a little bit about Intention Call and how you're feeling about the relaunch and how it was started.
Yeah, of course. So my brother, whenever I introduced my brother, I talked about my brother Emmanuel to whomever. I always said he's the type of person you see once and you remember for a lifetime. He was really good at connecting with people. And he really had that gift. And so a few years ago, he was leading some meditations with a group of friends, and they saw how powerful it got when they all sat together and set their intentions together. And so this just turned to become the Intention Call. And when he passed away and when he transitioned a couple of years ago, the intention call asked me if I wanted to continue and pursue his legacy. And at the time, I didn't feel okay. I just needed to sit with that and think about it. And so a mutual friend of you and I, Magalie, when she said, I found a missing link to doing the rebirth, someone that would be awesome on the team. And when she introduced me to you and Cal, my heart just burst out. It just felt amazing to see that there could be a team with me for the relaunch.
We're so excited about it. It's really starting to connect and come together. And I know there was a little bit of fear at first, you know, and wanting to keep things kind of the way that they were. And it was, I mean, I see the testimonials on the webpage and how heart opening and transformational this call was for so many people. It was just beautiful. So there's a lot to live up to. But I'm just so glad that you've found it in your heart to continue this work, and super excited that Magalie kind of had that inkling to say, hey, you know, I have to tell you about this intention call. And so I did share with her that I'd been a radio host, and all of a sudden she lit up and just knew that this was right. And especially since I'd been leading healing circles, heart-to-heart healing circles, and Cal and I have been facilitating unconditional love retreats for the last 3 years. And so a very, very similar mission and very much in alignment with what we believe and what we're trying to do here. So yeah, I can't wait to kind of get the whole team together and lead these meditations.
Yes, and like you said, of course, there was fear, especially on my side, just because, like I mentioned before, my brother for me was one of my idols. And like you mentioned, living up to expectations, I thought people were going to be putting on me, which basically was just myself putting on me, would block me from moving forward and taking on the intention call. And working with you guys and talking with some of my really good friends just made me realize that I was the one putting those walls in front of me and stopping myself from allowing the rebirth to happen. And that's really, we're just going to work as a team to slowly build it back up to what it used to be, and hopefully attract a lot more loving intention callers and grow that community. And I'm very excited about that process.
Me too. Thank you.
Yeah. And it's important to remember that in the process of relaunching this intention call, especially with today's topic of unconditional love, all of that fear and worry energy of how this is going to be perceived, if it's going to be as good as it was before, all of that energy has to be let go in order to be most in alignment with the love that we're trying to put out there.
Well said. Thank you, Cal.
Definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think I do want to introduce Cal, and he has been leading amazing meditations in our healing circles and our events for few years now, and I really do feel every word when he leads a meditation, so I'm super excited about having him lead a 15-minute meditation today on this little test call that we're doing. And so, yeah, let's set that intention for ourselves and for everyone listening with the theme of unconditional love. You want to say a few words, Cal, and then we can maybe go right into the meditation. So is there anything else that you wanted to add before we do that, Mode?
Just that I'm really excited about this, and I assisted one of Cal's meditation on a call a few weeks ago, and like you said, it was every single word resonated, and it just, I felt lighter, and it's a great, you're a great leading meditator, so.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to turn it over to you, Cal, and if you could lead us in setting that beautiful intention and go right into it.
Okay.
Turn that off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am very grateful to have the opportunity to be leading this meditation. It is an excellent thing that we're doing here to raise the vibration of the planet. The whole reason of this call really is to do that and to awaken humanity to their greater selves, their higher potential, and to be able to facilitate the living of life in the way that it's meant to be lived, full of love, joy, bliss, all of that wonderful vibration. So, Mode, are you ready for a meditation?
I am.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, let's get into it. So for all of those listening, whether you're listening live or listening to the recording, get comfortable. I invite you to close your eyes and get in touch with your inner self, the core of your being, the deepest part of you that is love. Because I know within each and every one of you, there is love, unconditional love. So take a deep breath and connect with that love. Connect with Source, the part of you that has infinite capacity to create in this life, the part of you that when you connect to it and throw out an intention, it magically manifests before your eyes. I invite you now to visualize a ball of white light in your heart center. And with every breath, see this white light expanding a little further inside you. And as you continue to breathe in the present moment, being aware of each breath, see this white light expanding inside your chest, filling your whole chest and flowing down your shoulders, down your arms to your fingertips, and flowing up through your neck, into your head, and up to the top of your head. And also see the white light flowing down your torso, down your legs, past your knees, down to your ankles, and filling your feet until your whole body is a being of white light. Allowing you to connect more deeply to the love that you are, to the potential within you, knowing that every intention you put forth has magical effects. So with the topic of unconditional love, with the intention to spread unconditional love around the planet, touching all the souls on planet Earth, I invite you to connect with yourself first and just think to yourself silently, or you may say it out loud if you wish, I love myself. I am love. And think of a person that you absolutely love, Or you may also think of a pet that gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling of unconditional love. Think of this person or this pet and bring them close to you, giving them a hug. And feel all of that love in your heart flowing out and coming back to you, and say to yourself, I feel love. Unconditional love. And now with all of that gratitude and love energy, think of planet Earth, beautiful Mother Earth, and all of the people and souls living on Earth. And with a deep breath, allow that unconditional love to flow out from your being all across the planet, touching everyone on planet Earth. And all of that beautiful white light energy inside you, see it flowing out with the love energy, covering the planet until the Earth is a giant globe of white light, basking in the love that you radiate. And continue to breathe deeply, still staying in touch with the deepest part of yourself, and knowing that the love flowing across planet Earth and the love that you feel inside of yourself are the same vibration. As within, so without. All is one. One energy, one vibration, one love. And just sit with that for a moment, feeling the perfection of that oneness. That in this love, there is nothing more to do. It is only beingness. All you have to do now is be. Be yourself, your authentic, unconditionally loving self in this now moment. And everyone listening, I invite you to put a hand on your heart and intensify this energy, this feeling inside you. Do your best to connect with all that is, the infinite love. And just as you've seen in pictures or in movies or in your life, circles of people all holding hands, I invite you to see all of the people on planet Earth holding hands and connecting on a soul level with love in their hearts. Beautiful. Coming back now to yourself, your heart center, your body of white light. Taking a deep breath and just feeling the gratitude you have for yourself, for your body, for your mind, your ability to think, and your spirit, the source of this life. And saying once more to yourself, I love you unconditionally. Thank you for the opportunity that all this life has to offer. And with that, another deep breath, and just allow any excess energy to flow down out the bottoms of your feet into the earth, grounding yourself and bringing you back into balance and alignment completely. All excess energy released, leaving you in a state of complete peace, calmness, and love. Enjoy the journey. Namaste. Thank you, everyone. And that concludes the meditation portion of this call. Mode, how are you feeling?
Cal, that was beautiful. Thank you. I'm feeling light. I'm feeling like there's a whole bunch of little hearts floating around my body. And when I put my hand on my heart, I could definitely feel it pumping. I don't know if it was a little bit of the stress from being on this call and feeling all the love coming in and going out. I think it's probably a mixture of both, but thank you. Thank you for holding
sure.
that space.
Yeah, you're most welcome. All is well.
All is well.
I feel so full of love.
How is Jerry doing?
Oh, wow. I felt this beautiful light and presence come in, and it just immediately brought so many tears to my eyes. And I'm just sitting here and I'm still flowing, like, very much an overflow of the love that I felt. So, wow. For a test show and just to test things out, this is pretty darn powerful.
Right? I feel the same.
Yes, I'm very expanded and just feeling so much love and so much gratitude and knowing in my heart that this is so needed and it is going to attract so many beautiful souls to help us shift things and expand the love. Yay! I could totally see all of humanity just holding hands in that peaceful existence. And I'm blown away. I'm feeling so much right now. Whew! So yeah, I can't wait to continue this journey with everyone. And really see where this can go, because I have a feeling it's going to be beyond what any of us can even imagine right now.
I have the same feeling. I feel like there's a whole bunch of glitters around me, or like just everything's sparkly. I'm happy that we're taking my brother's vision and just continuing that legacy. It means a lot to me, and I'm so grateful that, I said that before, but so grateful that Magali connected us, and very, very happy that we decided to do this test run publicly.
Yes, it's a beautiful mission.
That it is, yeah. So I think that's a good time to wrap up. And again, just I really encourage everybody to get connected with Intention Call on Facebook and with us on Facebook. So Jerry Tarrant, Cal Bodwin, we have a Living from Heart Center is our page too. And we really want to create a positive, beautiful, loving community. So share with your friends, invite them to Intention Call, let them know what's happening, and the more people we can get, the more powerful this will be. Thank you, beautiful souls. I love you very much, and I wish everyone so many blessings and so much love.
Yes, I
mucho,
love you
mucho
all.
Love.
Mucho, mucho love, yes.
All right.
We will connect again soon. Watch for it. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Imagine no possession.